round of applause for your winners, folks, once again. 12 months on, we're back at this, Craig. I spoke to you at the end of the stage down at Glen Madison, as the same as last year. You were getting emotional. It was just sort of setting in that you'd won the international rally. Have it time for it to sink in coming up the road? How's it now?
It's lovely. I think it's great to come back and do it back to back. You know, last year was a bit surreal, and the fact that we had a massive comeback after going into a field, but this year we fought toe to toe with Donna and Gary there, and we just had a great battle all weekend, and it was just lovely to come out on top. It was very much fortunate for how it ended for Donna today, but you know, unfortunately, I hope Donna definitely he'll be back, that's for sure.
Well, listen, it was a structured plan that you had gone into Donegal this year compared to last year, so it was, and the plan worked as you had laid it out.
Very much so. We've been preparing now for quite a number of months for this event. We wanted to give it very much our all here, and a big thank you and a massive thank you to Macara. David McGinley put in a massive work with me all of this last few months, and my whole team, led up by Paul Crummish, has just been amazing what they've done for myself and Donald here. The whole team, Melvin Evans Motorsport, faultless car again, and I want to thank them at the bottom of my heart. Brilliant.
How important was it to have this man back beside you? He won it last year, he decided to jack it, and he came out of retirement, and just like the car, just like yourself, a faultless performance, man.
Donald, anybody listens to Donald's on cars, they speak for themselves. Like, Donald's absolutely amazing what he does, and you know, we have massive friends outside of the car, and we've built up a massive relationship on the car over the last 10-11 years, and it's very hard to replace that, Oisin, and we had a great run over the weekend there, and faultless, to be honest.
Okay, listen, we'll get a word here with Donald. Donald, proved to be a good decision to come out of retirement.
I did all right, Oisin.
Yeah, how's the feeling now?
Sure, it's kind of surreal, Oisin. I suppose when you're in a battle and then Donald went out, kind of surreal going into the last stage. We were very nervous going through the last stage there, but I think this year is maybe more special than last year because, you know, last year, as Manna said, we were in the field and then we came out again, and then we had a great fight back, but, you know, Donna or Declan and or Gary weren't there at that time, so this year was probably more special that we went and took them on and beat them, you know.
Yeah, and you said you were nervous going into Glen. Was it the longest 11 kilometres of the weekend, was it?
Most definitely, yeah.
And listen, it's brilliant to have everybody out here. Everybody from Milford's behind you as well. You were down in and around your home patch yesterday and down today as well, and it means so much to your supporters to see you successful once again.
Sure, it's great they're all down there, so it's great to have them up here. Thanks very much.
Well, listen, I'm going to ask you another question. Are you going to retire for a second time?
Well, I'm not saying anything this year.
Well, listen, congratulations, well done, Donald. He doesn't say why not, but he's a very special man because he's a winner in Donegal again.
Thanks, Archie.
Manus, just before we let you go for the TV, I know it's early, it's only about an hour or so since you won this thing, but you're going to have to come back and try and get a third one, eh?
I don't know, Washington. Been a lot of hard work going into this. I think I'll let my wife and my family decide whether I'm going to continue or not, so we'll see what happens today.
Okay. Big round of applause and a cheer once again for your rally winners. It'll be brilliant.
Well done, man.
Thank you.